There was a moment last week that I wasn't certain I was going to be able to return home here. Cleveland won a championship. And I braced myself for the second coming. I thought, this is it. He's coming. And then eventually, Grandma told me, okay, that's enough. You go back to work. Go back to Ohio. Go back to work. You know, we might sum up today's gospel with two words. Move forward. There is far too much time that is spent in our lives squandered in one of two ways. Either we squander it mired in past regrets and shame and remorse, or we squander it in a way that freezes us because we're seized by anxieties and worries and trepidations about the future. And Jesus tells us very clearly and insistently, move forward. More than anything else, we stay stuck and we feel unfulfilled. We feel confused and uncertain because of unforgiven sin and fear of God's plan. Friends, God continuously offers divine mercy to us, to those who seek forgiveness for past sins, whether they're sins that we have committed, however egregious, or those sins that have been committed against us, however unjust. And God wants us to move forward. He wants us to live confidently. He wants us to live compassionately. He wants us to live joyfully as recipients of His healing grace and mercy. Listen to Jesus. His words from the 9th chapter of Luke's gospel. He tells us to quit procrastinating, to quit putting it off, to quit making excuses and living the same unfulfilled life in which we feel stuck and static. Life is meant to be purposeful. It's meant to be fulfilling. It's meant to be the source of happiness. So let's ask for God's grace in order that past hurts, whatever they may be, that they're left behind. Let's ask for God's grace to be free of future worries. You know, as intentional disciples and as a community of faith here at Little Flower who strives to be a community of intentional disciples, let's choose the risen Lord Jesus, and let's choose the Lord Jesus to lead us and to teach us and to forgive us and to love us. I mean, He says, follow me, right? That's what He says. Move forward. Today, let's dare to let Jesus make good on His word, and in doing so, to move forward.